The journey continues, day 36, returning to pure essence. As every day of the 10 days of tshuva progresses, the spark and its mother flame get closer and closer. Forgiveness that we discussed yesterday helps facilitate the process. But what we're really getting to is to the higher levels of tshuva, of return, to who we truly are. Not who we think we are, not who we project, but your pure essence. As we've discussed in previous days of this journey, there's a lower level of tshuva where we're cleaning up the dust. But in the 10 days of tshuva, as we approach Yom Kippur, we're entering the true meaning of return. As the mystics tell us, the Hasidic masters tell us, the world is mistaken when it thinks that tshuva is only for sins. True tshuva is from the expression, "and the spirit shall return to God." Tshuva is a thirsty soul's longing to connect to its source. With this in mind, tshuva becomes an exciting and joyous experience, rather than one just of bitterness and remorse, because there's nothing more gratifying than returning to your true self. So today, ask yourself, are you capable of putting everything aside, the things you're involved in, the things you project, your business involvements, your daily activities, and allow that inner self to emerge? We begin the process of entering Yom Kippur by feeling that way. And the exercise is to do exactly that, to try to feel the warmth of the mother flame. The fact that, as we say every each morning, that the soul you have given me is pure, the divine image, the core spark of what makes you so beautiful, what makes you so special, what makes you unique and indispensable, the divine part of yourself. Today's exercise is to try to get awareness and actualize it in some way in your daily activities.